In the name of Jesus. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, well, of course. Of course we are to pray. Of course we are to pray always. Who hasn't heard that? Who hasn't heard, especially today, of the necessity of the so-called power of prayer? That wasn't the question, was it? Is it? Well, no, I don't think so. Instead, it seems to me that the question was and is, why? That's right, why? Why pray? Why? Because prayer, it is said, is the heartbeat of faith. The justified heart can do no less. It therefore quite naturally longs for God. It cannot help but cry out to him ever and always. After all, it has come to know, has the heart, it has come to know what the widow of Jesus' parable knew, namely, that apart from the judge, there is no hope, no defense, no provision. So faithful hearts cry to the one who alone is powerful to defend and to protect. Yes, faithful hearts necessarily pray just like that widow. For her focus, at least so far, was and is entirely equivalent to our own. In the end, however, was it, is it in every respect our own perspective, that is, our own conviction and motivation? No, no, it was and it is not. For according to Jesus' parable, her judge, the judge that she was given to deal with, neither feared God nor cared for men. She was, therefore, relentless with him, harassing him, hounding him. For the goal was to secure his attention, like it or not, even if she had to shame him into action. Persistence, it is said, is a good thing. Persistence, it is said, pays off. Jesus' parable would seem to agree, but what then becomes the point? Is the point to Jesus' parable that God too can be worn down and intimidated? Is the point that God too can be manipulated and coerced if you just chain together enough of the right kind of petitions coming from enough of the right kind of petitioners? Is that the point? They think that they shall be heard for their much speaking, declares Jesus in another gospel. They think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But they were dead wrong. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much, not because of its volume, length, frequency, or number, not even because of its relative degree of sincerity. It availeth much because yours is a judge wholly unlike that judge that the widow had to deal with. If everyday persistence, if her everyday persistence paid off for her in the company of the unrighteous. How much more will divinely wrought persistence pay off for you in the company of the Son of God? How much more? Much more. But not because of you, of course, because of him. For yours, unlike that judge that the widow had to deal with, yours is a judge ready and willing. Yours is a judge powerful and true. For the need, after all, is both great and enduring, is it not? As enduring, then, as is the need, so too are you, for so too is he. So too is he, so must he be. For evil remains and will remain till the judgment of the living and the dead. May thy kingdom therefore come, O Lord. May thy kingdom therefore come. The kingdom of God certainly comes by itself without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may come to us also, that it may come to us now in hiddenness, but that it also may come to us then in all of its fully consummated glory. Great is the glory of the now. Greater still is the glory for which we wait, for which we long, for which we pray always. For of such is the inheritance of all the saints, of all the faithful departed. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Come that the persistent might be rewarded not for their own sake, but for your sake. For Christ alone has persisted well and truly in the face of trial and temptation. Christ alone is righteous and true. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, therefore, be with you all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.